In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese will push for free trade at the upcoming ASEAN and APEC talks in Asia. Two Australian women's cricket players allege assault as a man is arrested in India. And in football, the Matildas beat Wales in a 2-1 victory in Cardiff. And star player Sam Kerr's long-awaited return to the team. With the latest from SBS News, I'm Sydney Lang. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will arrive in Malaysia in the coming hours for the ASEAN meeting of world leaders before the Australian Pacific Economic Forum summit in South Korea. Ahead of the meetings, which will focus on regional security and trade, Mr. Albanese alluded to an ongoing campaign to have the United States remove tariffs on Australian goods. The US president will attend the Asian meetings, an unusual move that signals the United States' rising interest in the region.
These are both really important meetings where I'll engage. Australia, of course, supports free and fair trade. We think that's a good thing and we'll continue to advocate for our national interest.
The Prime Minister met with Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. last week in a three-hour meeting he described as productive and warm. He has been at Uluru this morning for the 40th anniversary of the handing back of the icon formerly known as Ayers Rock to First Nations Australians. US President Donald Trump says he has no intention of meeting with his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney at the ASEAN summit in the coming days. The US president cut off trade negotiations with Canada this week, saying the country was lying about the impact of US tariffs by commissioning a TV advertisement that used historic remarks made by former American President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Canada lied. I mean, what they did was terrible. They made up a fake statement by President Reagan. Reagan was a big supporter of tariffs when needed. And we need tariffs for national security. And they totally turned it around because they're getting hurt by tariffs and we're gaining by tariffs.
World leaders will be in Kuala Lumpur to discuss trade and security in the Asia-Pacific, with President Trump on a five-day trip that includes visits to Malaysia, Japan and South Korea. Catherine Connolly has used her first address as Ireland's newly elected president to assure her opponents she will listen to everyone as the country's leader. The 68-year-old is seemingly addressing reports of widespread spoilt voting and public backlash over a field of candidates that lacked conservative representation. The former lawyer's win was all but assured, with her only opponent, a member of the centrist Fine Gael party, conceding just hours into votes being counted.
For all who voted for me, thank you very much. It will be an absolute privilege to serve you. For those who didn't vote for me and those who spoiled their votes, let me tell you, I will be an inclusive president to listen to all of you. I will be making no distinction on the basis of votes.
A man has been arrested in India for allegedly stalking and inappropriately touching two members of the Australian women's cricket team, which is in the country for the World Cup. The incident occurred on Thursday, a day after Australia's 6-wicket victory over England in the group stage of the tournament. The two players were walking to a cafe from their hotel when they were allegedly approached by a motorcyclist. Deputy Commissioner of Police Rajesh Dandotia says it is deeply regrettable and an isolated incident.
We appreciate the swift and effective action taken by the Madhya Pradesh police in apprehending the accused. The law will take its due course to ensure justice is served and we'll review our existing safety protocols and strengthen them further if necessary to ensure such incidents are not repeated.
To sport and in football, the Matildas have triumphed over Wales in Cardiff, with Sam Kerr stopping just short of scoring a goal in her first game with the Australian team in 2 years. Kerr's highly anticipated return comes after 20 months spent recovering from an ACL rupture, and it appears the superstar has not yet returned to full form. The 32-year-old came close to scoring, but it was Caitlin Ford who lifted the Matildas to a win with a goal at the 85-minute mark. Ford and Hayley Rasso were Australia's two biggest weapons in the first half, with the visitors enjoying 64% possession. The Australian women's side next faces England at Pride Park Stadium in Derby on Tuesday night. I'm Sydney Lang. This is SBS News.